Hey, Vince, the last 2 years, the Texans have finished really well on defense. Last year they said we're going to pick up where we left off, but you didn't. What did y'all learn from that that will enable you to do it this year?
Well, start faster, being able to trust one another a lot quicker and understanding the defense and what we're trying to do as a whole, not just as individuals. So I think as the season went on last year, I think we kind of we got to a point where we started trusting one another, started understanding the defense, started understanding everyone's role. And I think, you know, everybody embraced their role. You know, you all can't be a starter. You all can't be a superstar. So you have, you know, specific roles you have to play. And I think we did a real good job towards the end of identifying that and making it happen. So one of the biggest things is trust. And I think we started that, you know, with workouts and OTAs and now mini camps, being able just to trust my coaching staff, trust one another, and have fun. So hopefully that can, you know, roll over into the season. But that's something that we've been focusing on this offseason.
Can you talk about the competition at right end?
I mean, we have a lot of guys. I mean, the good thing in our room is we have a bunch of defensive linemen that can play across the board. That's always good, and not just defensive line, defensively itself. I think we have guys that can play different roles, and for an offense, that's pretty challenging. When you can move guys around, especially have a guy like Simon and JJ and, you know, Kush move around inside with B-Mac. You know, the younger guys, Comerton, can play in and come in to play nose. Dunny, he could play in and be a nose. So I've played across the board up front. So we have a lot of guys on our defense that can move around, and that makes our defense pretty good when we can be able to do that and do it well. So we just got to continue to keep the pressure on one another and understand what we're trying to do defensively. And because I think if we continue to do that, I think we'll continue to be a good defense. But it starts now, and I think right now, you know, we're in a pretty good spot. With the defense and stuff we put in, guys understanding, the young guys that come in, and they understand what we're doing. So, and one thing we can't get away from is having fun. I mean, football is about fun, and we've been having a lot of that out there on the field. So, being very competitive on both sides, but at the same time, getting good work done. So, I'm excited about it.
Vince, what kind of impression has Devin Still made on you, and what have you come to know about him and his daughter? Are they inspiring to you?
I mean, well, it was funny. We actually talked about this, I think, yesterday, you know, because we had a guest speaker, and he came in, and he dropped a lot of knowledge on us and kind of make you look at things a lot differently. And, you know, and me and Devin, we was talking, you know, with what he'd been through with his daughter and, you know, what I've been through at a young age with my family, my mother and my father. We both look at life a little differently than probably the average person that's in the locker room. Not saying that guys haven't been through anything, but with Devin being recently with his daughter, and she's healthy and she's doing well, and, you know, me being 20 and 21 with my parents, you know, we kind of look at things a lot differently. And I think the message that we received was a very positive message. We went out, we had a good day of practice yesterday. We went out today, had another good one. So I think anytime you can get a team to talk about a message that they received and kind of went to the field, and you could kind of see the energy and hear guys talk about it throughout the locker room and meeting rooms and stuff like that, that's a positive sign. So that's something that we, you know, Billy will do a real good job of bringing guest speakers in to talk to us, and hopefully we all can get something from them. And I think we did this last time.
What do you think about Covington, and talk about the progress he's made and what you expect from him, knowing how much experience you've got?
Well, he's very, very talented, very smart. He's very explosive. He's a hard worker. We have a bunch of group. Our group is full of guys that's just hard workers. I think Texans do a real good job of bringing the right kind of people in here to kind of fit that mold. Smart players, great guys off the field, on and off the field. And I think with 1 year up under his belt, now he can get a full off season, and he understands the defense a little bit more. He knows football a little bit more. And I could just see, you know, from last year until now, he's grown. I mean, that, and that's what you want in, you know, second-year guys, third-year guys. You want to see him, you know, do this, and he's definitely doing that. Along with a lot of guys, we have a good group of guys. I mean, I don't think there's any teammate that we dislike. I mean, we all get along, and that's very rare in the locker room. But normally your good teams have that, you know, and that's one of the characteristics that we have here being, you know, our team, we all get along, we family. But we just need to continue to play like that. And I think last year we saw once we trust one another and we feed off one another, we can do some good things. So we're excited about it.
What, you're a pretty good resource for these young guys to have. Are they comfortable asking you lots of questions about the defense and about, you know, playing the line?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, I was just talking to, you know, DJ Reed and him, and he was, you know, we were just having a conversation just, you know, when Romeo stands up and talk about certain defense, you know, I can make certain checks and, you know, what we making adjustments and all that stuff. And just by him just picking up on that, little things like that, you know, and he asks questions, you know, and that's one of the things I want to do. I want to be able to answer questions. They have, you know, they have no fear in asking. And I always tell them, you know, no question is a dumb question. I mean, you can ask a million questions. If you need a million answers, we'll try to get it figured out for you. And our guys done a real good job of that. But for the most part, you know, guys been in their playbook. We hold each other accountable. I think we're doing a lot more of that now than last year. Once we started doing it more towards, you know, the middle of the season last year, we really changed our style of play and how we approach the game, and it was all for the best, you know, for the team. And I think we started that early this year. So in our meeting rooms, we get after them. We have questions, we have tests, we quiz each other, we move, you know, players around in different positions just to force them to communicate and force them to understand what the defense call for. And I think we've been doing a real good job of that, and I'm very impressed with our rookies. We have a pretty strong group of rookies, all of them, you know, from the defensive line all the way to the offense and special teams. But they're pretty special right now. So I know it's early, but at the same time, having a good football IQ, that's something that can win you a lot of football games. And I think right now we're showing positive signs of that.
Vince, how meaningful was that Father's Day video that one of your children was involved with?
Yeah, that's, you know, as a parent, you really don't know. Sometimes, you know, you piss your kids off when you tell them no. Or when they ask for something and it's like, not right now, and they storm off. So it was really good to just to get the feedback and hear how they really feel about me, you know, as a parent, as a father. It was special for me. Like I said, you know, I try to do the best I could as a father. And just to hear those words coming from my kids, it sheds some light on, you know, what I'm doing. I'm doing right. So I have to make sure I have to start giving them more yeses now, I guess.
What are your thoughts heading into Father's Day? What will it mean to you?
Well, I'm not big on any, you know, thing, Father's Day, Christmas, birthdays. My kids, my wife, they'll tell you that I'm not big on it. And I don't know what I'm going to be doing, to be honest with you. I might be working in the yard. I might be at a restaurant. The kids might have something planned. I have no clue. So I'm just blessed to be living. That's my biggest thing, is I want to make sure my family is happy. It's not about me on Father's Day. To me, every day is a Father's Day, as long as I can get up and take care of my family. That's how I look at it. So I don't take one day out of the year to pat myself on the back, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be, is supporting my family, especially my kids. And that's how I look at it. But they'll tell you that, you know, for Christmas, I don't want nothing. Birthdays, I don't want anything. Father's Day, so they have to kind of figure me out. But it's not hard to figure me out, trust me. I love everything outdoors, so they can get me a pair of boots and I'll be happy.
Vince, you've looked across the line at a number of really good quarterbacks. What impresses you about Brock Osweiler?
His poise. It's just his mechanics in the pocket, understanding the game. He know where he want to go with the ball. He know where the ball needs to go. You could just tell he's been in a system that taught him very well, you know, playing up under Peyton. And in that offense, you could just tell there's a lot of carryover and the smarts that he have, you know, coming from that. And you know, I'm very happy to have him as a teammate. I think it's something, you know, positive for us. We're very excited. He's excited. He's a natural-born leader. First day here, he showed he was a leader. And I think everybody is responding to him. So, you know, like I said, it's early right now. But at the same time, everything he's bringing to us right now and everybody else, not just Brock, you know, with Lamar and the rookies and new guys, what they're bringing to us right now is good. So we're just going to have to continue this through, you know, training camp, and hopefully the season we'll be able to start faster and have a better season than we had before.
At this point in your career, how has your training in the off season changed, and how do you feel about your training this week?
Tell you what, a lot more reps, I tell you that. I don't know if that count. I have to talk to Billy O about that. But no, you know, I've when it's time to work, I work. That's one of the things. I never shy away from work. I never shy away from getting better. I always attack each season. How can I get better? What I need to do before I can start talking to anybody else. So I have to make sure I'm okay. Things I think I need to be a better teammate. So the older you get, the harder it gets. I tell you that. And I can't do things. I can't roll out of bed like I did 10 years ago and just be ready to go outside and start running. That don't happen no more. You know, I have to touch my toes a little bit now. Stretch out the back, you know, make sure the shoulders are loose. And when I walk, I have a few cracks here and there, you know. So besides that, I think I'm pretty good. Oh, absolutely. I mean, stuff popped. I don't even know what's supposed to pop. I think I break stuff, man. But it's just one of those things. I guess it comes along with the territory, playing for so long and just grinding, you know, all years. But all in all, I think I'm very happy with my offseason, what I've accomplished so far, things I wanted to get done so far up to this point. So for me, everything is on the right path as of right now, and hopefully continue for that for my teammates and for this organization so we can have a successful season. So we definitely doing everything we possibly can now to lay a good foundation for this team and this organization, especially for our fans. So we want to make everyone proud, and I think we continue to do this. We will.
Hey Vince, I think Amy's going to let us do one more. Looking at your shirt, and you lead me into my question. Given the toll that it's taken on your body to be a part of this, what brings you back for more when you've already accomplished so much? And it's been a year or two since you were wearing that Miami Hurricane
uniform. The love for the game, the passion for it. You know, I was asking, you know, Vrabel before, how do you know when it's time to let go? He said, trust me, you'll know. And right now, it's not time. I mean, I feel good. I mean, and when he told me that, I just started realizing and thinking about, you know, okay, is there anything that I feel or did that I can't do? And the answer was no. So I say, you know, until I feel like, you know, I can't perform at a certain level or my body can't take it or I'm mentally not there anymore, it'll be time for me to hang it up. But I think I have a couple good more years in me to continue to go. As long as my body stays healthy and mentally I'm there. I think mentally, for me, mentally it'll go before my body will. It's just the amount of stress over the years that, you know, you've been in the game. And to play this game, you have to be mentally there. If you're not mentally there, I don't care who you are, you won't make it. You know, it's not, you know, a basketball where you can shoot a ball, or, you know, baseball where you can go out and, you know, hit balls and stuff. Football is mentally and physically draining. It's stressful. So you have to be here mentally and physically. But I think for me, it's more mental than anything. And until that go, I'll continue to keep pumping.